of all birds.
One unfortunate side effect being an unsightly blistering around the beak, known as chirpies. The good news is that it's entirely tweetable. A pet parrot in Rochdale that was being stalked by neighbouring cats has learnt to imitate a barking dog. And in Alaska, a parrot...
Graham.
I totally believe the barking dog parrot.
You're absolutely right, too. Well done. Perky the parrot has learnt to bark like an angry Rottweiler to scare off cats who try to attack him when his owner puts him on his perch outside on hot days.
Do you think the dogs believed it?
The dog doesn't have to believe it. It's for cats to believe
it. Oh, yeah. It's, sorry.
Yeah.
Matron,
it might attract dogs. A dog might find it sexy.
Yeah.
That's so a sexy-sounding Rottweiler.
That would be unfortunate if you were a dog. You're going into the barn expecting to have a bit of a good time with a bitch in the barn, and you've ended up in bed with a parrot.
That's actually an idea for a rather moving Disney cartoon. Tony.
And in Alaska, a parrot called Neville writes all of Sarah Palin's speeches. Elizabeth Taylor owned two parrots named Dick and Liz. Artist Paul Cézanne, who painted over 200 paintings of parrots, taught his parrot to say, "Cézanne is a..."